there was this show called Camp Caribou, and Caribou is not spelled the right way. It's spelled C-A-R-I-B-O-O because it was a wacky, fun Canadian kids show. To my understanding, it aired for 3 seasons, starting like before I was born. And then it was in syndication for like 10 years. And they played it all the time, which is why I saw it all the time when I was a kid. The premise was, well, how do I explain this? It was a camp. It was about a camp. And these two counselors named Mark and Tom, whose real names were Mark and Tom. And it wasn't a show in a narrative sense. It was just, you were at the camp. And they would play games, and they would sing songs, and they would do how-tos, and they would do crafts, and there was actual kids at the camp. They never really had names. They were just kids, and they would interview them and play fun games, and they would do characters. And it was kind of like the same show every episode, which is really a dream. I think it was filmed in, like, Kitchener, Ontario. Incredibly Canadian. An incredibly Canadian kids show. Mark and Tom did characters like, they did these two guys that they were called the Keeners, and their thing was they were keen about camp. They always wanted to go back, and they were always prepared, and they would sing a song that went, I've got a head like a ping pong ball, I've got a head like a ping pong ball. And then they would also do this old man character called Woodsy Wisdom, and he would give advice, and they would do stuff in canoes, and they would do the thing when you would film them upside down and put like googly eyes on your chin, that routine. And when I was a kid, it was on all the time, and I loved it. It was a wholesome, fun, good time. You wanted to go to that camp. You wanted Mark and Tom to be your camp counselors. They sang a song that I still remember. I think I have a VHS of me singing a song. And it went, riding on my motorbike with Ruth in back of me. We hit a bump and Ruth fell off. I rode on ruthlessly. Like, this is stupid, like, you know, camp songs. Very Christian without mentioning Jesus. It was somewhat of a, you know, down-home Canadian feel. Anyway, there was a show. I loved it. If you had seen it when you were a kid in Canada or Ontario, whatever, you do remember it, and you do love it, okay? So that I have to set up as a thing that has happened in the world. And I'm still a kid at this point. I must have been less than 10 years old, younger than 10, well before the Peter Forsberg incident, I believe. And my parents, my brother, and I went to IKEA. And there was a certain point, there was a real peak of IKEA in my area where it was like this hot new nightclub just opened. And it's like, you gotta go. And you gotta spend like the whole night there. This place has everything. So they would go, you know, my parents would take me. They would drop off my brother and I at the ball pit. I guess this is before we realized how disgusting ball pits were. And then you would have these little jersey things you would put on with your number. You were numbered kids. And I guess it was like, RJ, number 12. And you could either like hang out in the ball pit or watch some white VHS tape Disney thing that they had on. It's probably like watch, not even Aladdin. You're probably watching Return of Jafar or something. Like those were the options. And when your parents were done shopping, again, at this time, furniture you could put together your own was such a hot novel concept. When they were done, my parents would pick me up from the ball pit and they'd say, number 12 and number 8, those are ours. And they say, come on, 8 and 12. And you would go with them, and then you would have dinner at IKEA. Of course they have, you know, but like, dinner. Like, I don't know how to explain it. People go like for maybe snacks now or lunch or whatever, but it was dinner. It was like we were out in Vegas. That's how I remember it. So, yes, we did this one time. We went to IKEA, dropped me over from the ball pit. They did whatever they had to do. They picked me up. I remember it being really late at night. I remember us being there for a while. Because I remember when we were eating in the restaurant, it was dark outside. So it's probably an old, you know, we probably killed a whole Saturday at IKEA. And they had a full menu, you know, the works, treating ourselves, painting the store red. And like we finish, my parents pay the bill, and we go into the elevator to leave. And the elevator is facing the lineup to order your food. You had to order it like cafeteria style, I think. That's what's in my head, is what I'm recalling. And the elevator was facing this lineup of people. And we get in the elevator, we turn around, and in line, I see Tom from Camp Caribou with his wife and at least one child. There's two children in my head, like a boy and a girl, but who am I to say? It's definitely one child, at least. And he looks exhausted. He looks tired. He looks exhausted. And he looks very aggravated. And we're too far away to hear what he is saying, but he is admonishing his child. Now, I don't want to paint it that Tom is somehow being verbally abusive or off the rails. He was not. He was just being a normal, annoyed, tired, exhausted father. But he was saying something to his child, and in my head, every time I've told this story, we add a dialogue, and the dialogue we always add for Tom is him saying to his kid, "No, now you're having the meatballs." Like, it was that kind of attitude that he was presenting. And, you know, I'm in this elevator, and I see this person that I've watched on TV, like, every day for years, and I know your songs, I know everything about you. And I see you at IKEA, and you're not dressed like that at all. I think he was wearing like a black suit even. I don't know what's in my head because I was so young and what's not, but I was shocked. It was the exact opposite of how I would know Tom to dress, but I swear to you, 100%, it was Tom. And I'm stunned, not only to see him for real, but it's added this whole new dimension of like, this is not who I thought this guy was at all. And he was never exhausted and annoyed by children, and now he is, and it's his own child. So I'm taken aback, and my jaw is kind of on the elevator floor. I'm so stunned. And as the elevator door is closing, what does my mother do? She starts singing out loud, "I've got a head like a ping pong ball, I've got a head like a ping pong ball," and then the door shut, and we leave. And I think about that episode now, and I go, no wonder I am so jaded about entertaining and, you know, performing, and I'm the ultimate it's all a work kind of guy, because there's a moment like this. I'm like, is this the moment that everything shifted in my head, seeing this person that was like always the happy-go-lucky guy? Let me also, again, clarify. I love the show. Tom seems like an amazing person. So does Mark. This is not to speak ill of either of them. And I get going to IKEA with kids. Oh my God, I get it. Especially now, I respect you. And that's always a totally normal way to feel at IKEA with your children. My father probably felt the exact same way. Unfortunately, he was never on Camp Caribou. So not only do I have that moment, I'm able to see, you know, the fourth wall shatter in front of me. It's now nature versus nurture, because I have my mother behind me deciding to use this as an opportunity to openly, publicly mock the man. And I wonder, how could I be anything but what I now am? Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Camp Caribou. This has been more content with RJ City.